This is Wade Refke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Nairobi underneath the headlines. In this work, sometimes you're making the news and sometimes following the news. After months of planning a four-week intensive ACORN training program for our organizers in Nigeria, Uganda, and Kenya and Nairobi, we find ourselves dodging the news all around us as our time has inadvertently aligned with mass protest against Kenya's President Ruto and his government. All of our work is with our members and groups in Korogochu, the oldest and one of the largest mega slums in Nairobi, which is a long, long way from the presidential palace. But this is big news, and there's no escaping it for us or the rest of Nairobi's citizens. In the first days of the training 3 weeks ago, our entire team was trapped housebound for several days as protests over the tax increases proposed shut the entire city down. Though the whole continuum was staying in western Nairobi, the training session was disrupted by the sight and sound of thousands of protesters marching along Nagong Street where they were housed. The protesters were many kilometers from the palace and the city center and had already been marching for hours, many having come from all over Kenya for the demonstration. All of the ACORN organizers ended up on the side of the road, watching the march roll past. President Ruto abruptly changed course, refusing to sign the tax bill that his government and party had initiated, but it didn't stop the protest as he might have hoped. More recently, he has fired his entire cabinet. The protesters are now demanding that he resign over a host of pent-up grievances. ACORN's team now starts every day trying to parse Google Maps and determine where the police may have established roadblocks that would prevent us from getting to Korogochu. When the maps work, the organizers can identify a sudden splotch of red that is likely a roadblock. Sometimes the protests find a rhythm, starting at 11 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but it's not always a dependable guide. On the Monday I arrived, the organizers were delayed for hours coming back from the field by new roadblocks that had to be circumvented. On Tuesday, more protests were announced after we debated about whether it would be possible to get to Korogochu because there was also a strike by drivers for Uber, Bolt, and other companies. The team took their chances, finding a Bolt driver who honored the strike by having them pay him in cash to deprive the company of their share. Strangely, they were able to come back to home base in a record 10 minutes rather than more than an hour. The highways were deserted. The headlines indicated protests had been fierce, with one protester killed by police gunfire. The city had sought the shelter to weather the political storm. Their sirens blaring now intermittently on Nagong Road as I write. The app drivers extended their strike deadline by one day. No one can predict the outcome of any of these protests. Everyone refers to them as Gen Z protests, meaning largely young people, organized with the help of social media apps with anonymous leaders designed to avoid some of the government repression. Human rights groups report more than 50 have been killed in a month-long protest. The majority of cities in Kenya report anti-government protests, so Nairobi may be the sharp point of the spear, but it's everywhere now. The president is unpopular for many reasons. He's seen as caving to the International Monetary Fund to deal with Kenya's debt, which always means cuts to social programs, tax increases, privatization, and more. He is seen as paying more attention to foreign affairs than domestic concerns, winning praise for sending a peacekeeping force to Haiti and being feted at the first state dinner in the U.S. for an African leader in 15 years, but earning opposition for putting family in government posts, ignoring court orders, flaunting the rules on appointing government ministers, along with the usual corruption. It goes on. I had to stop this report to go to the street after hearing marchers on Nagong Road going away from the city center. There was a traffic jam stalled across the road for miles as far as I could see. The movement demanding change is all around us, and it won't be over soon. Meanwhile, an action ACORN Kenya members did on Friday about trash pickup in Korogochu saw trucks picking up on Monday and Tuesday, so a win for us. The demand for change seems everywhere in Nairobi now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.